From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a U.S. Navy SEAL was killed Friday and three other people wounded in a fight with Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. A U.S. military official told VOA the special operations soldier was killed near Barire, about 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. U.S. Africa Command said the U.S. forces came under attack during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. White House officials said President Donald Trump sent his deepest condolences to the family of the victim, along with his appreciation for the efforts of all men and women in the U.S. military. The Navy SEAL who died in the operation against Al-Shabaab is the first American killed in the war-torn country since 1993. North Korea on Friday accused the governments of the United States and South Korea of carrying out an unsuccessful assassination attempt against leader Kim Jong-un. State media reports quoted the country's security ministry as saying it would ferret out and destroy agents in the U.S. and South Korean spy agencies it accuses of plotting the attack. North Korea's state security ministry said American and South Korean spies coerced a North Korean citizen into carrying out the assassination attempt using a biochemical agent in return for money. The North Korean statement did not provide any details about how it allegedly broke up the assassination plot or if anyone else was in custody. North Korea regularly lashes out at the U.S. and South Korea, though the allegations lodged Friday were more specific than usual. This is VOA News. French voters go to the polls Sunday to elect either far-right candidate Marine Le Pen or former economy minister Emmanuel Macron as their new president. Luis Ramirez reports from Paris the election highlights two different views of France's future.
It has been an emotionally charged campaign as France decides whether to stay the course of globalization or chart a new path outside of the European Union with fortified borders and an emphasis inward in line with a changing trend in much of the world. Nationalist Marine Le Pen came second in a first round, but hopes her promises of returning French factory jobs and boosting social benefits will win over the far left. Like in Donald Trump's election, quiet voters could bring a surprise after polls leading up to the vote put former economy minister Emmanuel Macron solidly in the lead. France is deeply divided, perhaps more than at any time in its post-war history. Either way, Sunday's election will mark a change. The big question is how much of one French voters really want. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Russia says proposed de-escalation zones in Syria will be closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. Alexander Lavrentyev, Russia's envoy to the peace talks in Kazakhstan, said Friday that the operation of aviation in the de-escalation zones, especially of the forces of the international coalition, is absolutely not envisaged, either with notification or without. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-sponsored deal Thursday to establish so-called de-escalation zones in Syria in an effort to end the six-year-old conflict. Iraqi forces pushed further into Mosul from the north on Friday, the second day of a new offensive to dislodge the Islamic State group. Footage taken by a drone operated by the Iraqi 9th Armored Division over the northwestern suburb of Mushfarfa, showed the militants had few defenses there. The Islamic State is now besieged in the northwestern corner of Mosul, which includes the historic Old City, the medieval Grand al-Nuri Mosque, and its landmark-leaning minaret, where the Islamic State flag has been flying since June of 2014. The U.S. job market staged a rebound in April, with employers adding 211,000 workers to their payroll and the unemployment rate falling to a 10-year low of 4.4%. April's employment numbers are a big improvement from March, when the economy added only 98,000 jobs. Analysts say that makes it more likely that the Federal Reserve will remain on track to raise its benchmark interest rates again in June. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.